Hello, friends and family. This is the update letter for April. I just read it as it is written, so here it goes. Family and friends, I'm excited to share our monthly update with you, reflecting on our journey in serving the deaf and the poor in the beautiful yet challenging rural mountains of Guatemala. This season, I feel deeply grateful for all that the Lord is doing in us and through us. The boys are thriving. This month, they helped out with the vet clinics again and put on the Brothers Cafe for the team. It was great to see the house full of guests. We also spent a couple of days with a team of high schoolers from Canada installing stoves. Their piano and guitar skills are significantly improving. It's getting pleasant to listening to them practice. They are also testing for their next belt in karate next week. Right now, Sunday afternoon, Nate is building/welding a go-kart, and Levi is building a bike shop. He has another business's missions idea. Danny is, well, playing with the dogs, eating all the homemade snacks Sarah is cooking, and testing everyone's focus. Sarah is affectionately known around Dig Ministries and the visiting teams as WD-40, because she makes all things work better. That's the truth. Sarah is rocking it in homeschool and keeping us all on track. She is keeping four high-maintenance guys alive and well, taken care of. Lately, she has discovered Canva and is making chore charts, meal plans, and other organization stuff for us knuckleheads. Settling in and building relationships. We have settled into our house, and while there is always a ton of work to be done, we are making it more welcoming for guests and trying to get prepared for the rainy season. The calm atmosphere here is thanks in part to the hard work of our two friends, Christian and Joel. Christian is deaf, and Joel has grown up with two deaf siblings, so he is comfortable with sign language and whatnot. Both of them have become friends to me. I hope it still counts, even if I have to pay them to be here. Their respect and help are greatly comforting. Recently, I was able to help Joel with a project he has built at his house. He is building a septic system at his home. Thanks to the favor I have with a local supplier, I get concrete at a reduced price, and Nate and I were glad to share and deliver it to him. I also had the joy of meeting his family during the visit. Additionally, when Christian's motorcycle engine died recently, I assisted him in getting it to the shop, lending him the cash for the repairs and my motorcycle while he waited for his to be rebuilt. This is not much, but I often remind myself of what one of my pastor mentors said to me, "Do for one what you wish to do for everyone." I believe that these small acts can lead to significant improvements in their lives and for their families. These are not the things that make for great mission or ministry presentations, but I think it's just what the Lord wants us to do now. I will just keep trusting Him with the results. One Saturday, they went up to the mountain with me and helped with the sign language class. It will be interesting to see where it all goes. Navigating challenges. We want to be genuine, honest, and transparent, possibly to a fault, in sharing that this year has been particularly tough for Sarah and me. The first quarter has presented challenges we did not anticipate and are unlike anything we have yet to face. After 18 years of marriage, we are discovering that many of our habits, tricks, and behaviors and roles from the States may not serve us here in the same way. The cultural context is vastly different. Thus, we are learning to love and serve one another in new and unfamiliar ways. It is a little bumpy, to say the least, as we understand what a biblical marriage is, not just Western Christian marriage. These experiences have stretched us and challenged our understanding of family roles and ministry. While it hasn't always been enjoyable, I trust we are growing through this process. We are thankful to our friends, to the board and the counselors for walking us drama freaks through this. Your prayers and support have been invaluable, and I ask that you continue to lift us up. Focusing our efforts. As we navigate these challenges, we both feel a sense of direction that there is still much to be accomplished here, but we are choosing to slow the roll a bit. For now, our focus will be on the 2 sign language classes and distributing water filters and supporting DIG ministries for the coming months, at least up until June when I'm my residency at Talbot. We are intentionally removing some of the self-imposed pressure to push forward ambitiously and instead are seeking to be faithful in these few tasks. I still have some small initiatives in discussion with the village leadership, including a potential coffee and thrift store project aimed at uniting the community around finishing the construction of their medical clinic. Ultimately, I have learned that God does not require our assistance. Rather, it is a privilege to participate in what He is already doing. Our call is to focus on submission, faithfulness, contentment, and obedience instead of a relentless program development and task completion. Somewhere, there's a balance to hold in all this. Experiencing the Sabbath. In line with this understanding, we have been diving into the concept of Sabbath. It's a profound lesson we are unpacking together as a family. Living here makes it challenging to embrace the Sabbath, as the needs never seem to end. There's often a lingering guilt for not doing more in the face of so much unmet need, especially among the unreached deaf community. However, we are learning the Sabbath is about stopping work, resting, playing, and reflecting in the Lord. This practice has become rich and transformative for us, shifting from something we feel obligated to do to seeing it as a celebration and a gift, seeing it as a spiritual discipline to be developed, not a checkbox. Amid all the need and opportunity, we are discovering that Jesus is our rest and reflecting on what He has done and what He is going to do. This fills us with excitement for where this journey is leading. Thank you for walking alongside us in this work. Your support, encouragement, and prayers are a vital part of the mission here. We look forward to updating you on our continued journey. Here's our prayer guide. I'll start with the praises first. Praise that God uses sinners and schmucks like us to share love, truth, and hope with other people. He would be so much better at it. But somehow, in His grace, He allows all of us to steward the gospel to the unreached. Praise God for the refinement and the sanctification that Sarah and I are experiencing in our marriage. It's hard, and not always fun, but I know we are coming out of this a much stronger and better equipped to honor the King. Praise for the technology that allows us to study, the boys' school, my sign language class, my doctorate studies, counseling, and visits with friends all remotely. Praise for the opportunity to have sign language classes in the mountains. Praise the Lord for His generous provision, protection, and guidance. If guardian angels were a thing, I would say we have given ours a run for its money. Sometimes it's a little dicey, but God is always so good, keeping us healthy and safe. Our prayer requests this month are, pray that the Land Cruiser sells. Pray for sign language classes that the kids practice and retain the signs. Sometimes the retention can be discouraging. In the second sign language class, the 2 deaf students have dropped off. They apparently don't see the need to learn sign language. They don't want to put the time in or something. Continue to pray for a clear vision and direction from the Lord so that we will be clear on the next steps and confident in our ability to take them together. Continue to pray that we as a family continue to change and allow the Spirit to lead us, transforming us into people who love and serve each other well and those who engage within our various circles. Continue to pray for our church here, Iglesia Vida. They are such an incredible group of people we care deeply about, but changes are happening that are hard to watch. They need a lot of wisdom and favor. Thank you, guys. Be blessed. The Johnsons.